I'm Eric Carley. We're at the Great American Trucking Show, and joining us right now is an old friend of the program, Heather DeBailey from Catskill Iowa 80 Group. Heather, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing really well. You know, it's another great day here at the Great American Trucking Show, and I love sitting down and talking with you about all the great things going on at Catskill and Iowa 80 Group. Let's talk about Catskill and get us up to date. You folks have been so busy lately. For those drivers who haven't heard of all the updates, get us caught up.
Right. I mean, we're opening a new location almost every week.
Yeah, wow.
So for those drivers that aren't kind of on our little news feed on our website, you know, you might want to check that out.
Right.
Or at least, you know, like our Facebook page so
there
you get
you
those,
go.
You know, get those updates because we post that out there.
Right.
And then also, you know, if you are in the dark ages and have yet to download our locator app.
Exactly. Yeah, right.
Then, you know, please do that because that has every update, you know, every new location that opens, you know, gets fed right into that app the very next day. So.
Right. Yeah. And there's been a great response, you know, in terms of the technology that's behind drivers being able to pull up to a scale, not have to get out of their truck, and do everything from their smartphone. Get us caught up on the app.
Oh, on the Way My Truck app has been phenomenal. I mean, we are seeing, you know, hundreds and hundreds of drivers every week that are signing up for that.
Yeah.
And, you know, just talking with drivers here at the show, I've had several stop by and say, that is the best thing ever. I love it. I love that when I'm someplace that normally is so crazy busy.
Yeah.
And it takes me an hour because I have to park and I go stand in line that, boom, I'm out of there in 5 minutes.
You know, I love it because what I love is seeing that we've jumped from very few drivers back when I started, very few drivers even having or wanting a cell phone, to now well over 90% of drivers have a smartphone, which essentially is your own handheld computer.
Right.
You know, it's your device. It's got everything, and everything is happening on that device. And so it was just natural and so cool that Catskill come up with the Way app, because that's the thing, is that you guys understand, all right, where are the shortcuts? Where can we take a shortcut and get drivers taken care of?
Well, and that was our thought process, because quite frankly, the act of weighing the truck, we couldn't get that any faster, because that literally takes 30 seconds to 60 seconds.
Right.
I mean, it's just the pushing the button and, you know, the transmitting back and forth through
the
machine.
So where's the other time spent?
Right. So where else can we save time for the driver?
Right. Yeah. And so now you need to make sure you've got the app, because honestly, you're wasting time if you do that. You know, time is money.
Right, absolutely.
And, real simple.
And if, you know, you're listening and you're saying, well, I don't know enough about this app. What is this? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Just go to weighmytruck.com.
Yeah. There you go.
There's a little 2-minute video, explains the whole thing. You can sign up for an account. It doesn't cost you anything to get the app. It doesn't cost you any more to use the app.
Right.
It's the same price as if you were to go in and pay at the fuel desk.
Right. So at the end of the day, saving you time means making you more money.
Right.
Getting you back on the road faster. Yeah. What else going on with Catskill? What do you guys do here at shows like GATS?
Well, you know, we've got our 38 Kenworth here, which everyone loves to
love
see.
That. I love that.
You know,
truck.
Back in the day when I used to call in off the road in the Great American Race when we were taking that 38 Kenworth cross country.
Wow.
And many of you drivers listening may remember that.
You do remember. I know you do.
Well, it's really exciting is that this year the Great Race called me.
Yeah.
And they are going to come through Walcott.
Yeah. Wow.
So June 26th of 2016.
Yeah.
For next year's race, they're going to have all of the cars and old whatever,
oh,
motorcycles,
my gosh,
trucks,
great.
Come through Walcott and actually have a lunch stop at our museum.
Oh, wow.
Before they end in the Quad Cities. They're going to end the race in the Quad Cities in Moline, Illinois this next year.
Nice.
So the 38. Might just be back on the road.
Might just be. This is really great. I love it. The nostalgia that you get, you know, you mentioned the museum, but going to the Walcott Truckers Jamboree every year and seeing the antique truck display, there's really no way to put words to it. It's something that just has to be experienced, because really you're looking at history. You're looking at things, you know, some of those great trucks are no longer around. They're obviously not being built, but the ones that have been preserved are so precious. It's just really great to see it.
You know, and they really are, and that was the reason behind the Iowa 80 Trucking Museum is our founder, Bill Moon. You know, that light bulb went off for him back in the 70s, and he's like, you know, there are so many pieces of history here that are just going to the scrapyard and they're getting crushed. And once they're gone, they're gone.
They're gone.
You know, there's no getting these back. So he started buying them.
Wow.
And then it became an obsession.
As
sometimes things do.
No, they do.
But an obsession in a good way.
In a good way.
Okay, I have this model. I have a representative of this era. I have this year.
Right.
I have, okay, so I have a Pierce Aero truck, but now I'd really like to have a Vealey, and we really need to show people, you know, a White or a Brockway.
Right.
So to be able to then kind of make a wish list of, here are some of the pieces that we want to be able to find that we could restore and share with the public.
Yeah.
Who, you know, trucks that most drivers have never seen.
So many tangibles, because I, you know, back in the day, so many folks would if its life was over, then there was nothing, there was no such thing as restoring it or preserving it.
Right. You worked it to death, literally.
And then it was done.
We have a couple trucks that we actually had to weld the frame back together.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
Before we preserved it, because, I mean, it was worked that hard.
Yeah, wow, just amazing. And, of course, I mentioned the Walcott Truckers Jamboree, but, you know, at all of the locations, there's been just this great celebration throughout the year. We're winding down the summer here, but, you know, I'm never not looking forward to the next summer. You know, I just, maybe it's just because I'm getting older, love warm weather, but I just love, I love the atmosphere, because what I have found now more often than not is that every year the family gets bigger for me personally. And I know that's kind of selfish, but I know also that other people are experiencing that. So I see, I get to run into the same group of drivers, and we inevitably get into a little round table discussion, you know, which for me is always great because I learn so many great things from them. And this year was no exception to that. So what can we look forward to in 2016?
Well, 2016, you know, to go back to the Iowa 80 Trucking Museum, you know, I drove into the office last week, and I saw the crew out there staking out the site.
Right.
We're going to double the size of it again.
Wow.
We just have so many trucks that we want to share.
Yeah.
With people that still, I mean, they're not doing any good for anyone.
Right.
Tucked away in a shed.
Right.
Collecting dust.
Right.
When we could have them out there for people to enjoy.
Yeah.
And so that's what we're going to do. And that's what's going to be 2016, our big project. And there's some rumors about maybe a little bit bigger chrome shop, too.
Aha. Uh-huh. Ever expanding. The world's largest and ever-expanding truck stop.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we love it. Well, of course, keep up online, on Facebook, on social media, and always here on the program. Heather, always great talking to you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Eric.